Christ Tompkins says he felt optimistic about his re-election chances, but he didn't want to be overconfident.
I work really hard and I do my job well, and that record, I think, will ultimately be reflected in elections.
His first race was his tightest. In 2012, he beat incumbent Republican Bill Thomas of Haines by only about 36 votes. He did better 2 years later, defeating Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson by a 60-40 margin. It was about the same this time around. Finkenbinder, his opponent, says she thought she'd do better than she did.
I had a lot of positive feedback from people who were supporting me, and I was more hopeful than it turned out.
Finkenbinder campaigned as a candidate who would join a Republican-led House majority, giving her more strength than the incumbent. And Christ Tompkins has been in the minority for the past 4 years, which limited his political clout. But a new majority coalition of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents has formed, and he will play a stronger role. The Sitka Democrat says he doesn't have a specific to-do list because he's a generalist.
I guess my interest is good ideas, and good ideas of every kind. And that might seem like a non-answer at all, but I think if I were to look at bills I've introduced over the last 4 years, they're really kind of A to Z.
This was Finkenbinder's first run for public office, but she wasn't a political newcomer. She worked as a legislative aide to Representative Peggy Wilson, a Wrangell Republican whose district used to include Sitka and Petersburg. She also ran the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce and was active in the city's Republican organization. But the future? She's not sure whether she'll run again.
I'm really not prepared to answer that at this point. I'm not sure where my life will take me in the next 2 years. That's a lot of time.
Finkenbinder says she wishes Christ Tompkins well, but she hopes he'll take on her top priority, promoting economic development.
You can't just raise taxes and take in each other's laundry. You have to have an economy.
She says that should include continued oil development, but there should be a wider focus.
We need to encourage timber, fisheries, mining, sea otter, seaweed, whatever it is. We need to develop our resources and grow the economy.
Christ Tompkins says he, too, wants to create jobs, but they might not be in the same professions.
Yeah, I've been particularly focused on new small business entrepreneurship as well as fisheries and maximizing the value of Alaska fisheries for Alaskans. But that interest extends to all sectors of our resource economy.
As in all elections, questioned and absentee ballots must still be counted, but that won't change these results. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.